Daniel chapter number 30. Number 30. Now I'm going to take a verse of scripture here, as I've preached before, but I've never done it like this, like I'm going to do tonight, exactly, and bring you a lesson, and I want us all to study together on how to encourage yourself. How to encourage yourself in the Lord. How to encourage yourself in the Lord. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed. Now, if you've ever been that way, probably have. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I've always, that was a neat verse. That verse has always just kind of grabbed me. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Didn't say the Lord encouraged him. He said he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. There are times in the Christian life when your friends don't encourage you because they don't know you need encouraging. As a matter of fact, sometimes the devil will use people to discourage you. And I know that all of us know what that means. Sometimes when you're trying to do good, Christian brothers and sisters will be used by the devil to discourage you. And don't get mad at them. The devil's used you to discourage other people. It works both ways. And what it boils down to, you've got to learn to try to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. My wife asked me, she said, Danny, don't you ever get tired of carrying, you know, because like the teachers, they're out for the summer. Sometimes you're off for the weekend. I'm never off. Never. I don't know what off means. As soon as I get one service over with, I have nothing to get ready for. Another one. And I don't have no time off. And she said, don't you ever get tired of doing that? And I said, well, I guess a man's built, you know, like a camel for with a back, a heavy back, a strong back to bear a load or a donkey or something. And we've been, that's, I hate to use that for a comparison, but God built us to carry a load. And God builds preachers to carry a load. And I said, I guess sometimes I do get tired, but you know what you've got to learn to do? You've got to learn to start your own motor. You've got to encourage yourself. You've got to keep yourself. You know what? I don't let myself think about all the bad things that's going on. I don't let myself think about, well, this happened and this church member quit and so-and-so mad. Somebody else is upset and somebody. I just don't let myself think about it. I've seen preachers do that and it just knocks you into a negative mode and it comes out and you're preaching. You can tell you're, and you can feel it. I'm just going to shout about the good things that God's doing and I'm not going to worry. One time, a Sunday school teacher came and she said, our teenagers are messing up. She might have one or two mess up. I said, look at the 25 that ain't messed up instead of the one or two that is. Now, if we had 900 laid out Sunday and two showed up, that would be discouraging. That would be discouraging. But I'm not going to let two or just one little thing not keep me from having a victory. See, the devil will use anything he can on you to keep you from having victory. Man, if it ain't one thing, you get something fixed over here, he'll come in over here. You get fixed over here, he'll come in over here. There's always something. There's always something. Isn't that true? If you think you're ever going to get to the point in your Christian life where everything is right and you have everything worked out and the family's right and the kids are right and your health's right and the bills are paid and you got money in the bank and all, you're out of your mind. You need to go to Benny Hinn meeting or something. And it won't. You'll quit believing like that before long. You know why? Because it don't work that way. It don't work that way. The Christian life is not all prosperity, be healthy, do good. Buddy, the Bible said, much tribulation, we should enter in the kingdom of God. God lets our faith be tried, being much more precious than gold. Has the Lord ever tried your faith? When He tries your faith, He'll let you know what you're made out of. Now, I'm going to give you some things, ways tonight that you can encourage yourself when you need encouragement. Sometimes I set myself down and I say, Danny, what? You know what you need to do? What? You're a scumbag, you know what? Yeah, I know that. But the Lord, you know, and I just talk to myself. I preached at youth camp on the subject, everybody that talks to themselves ain't crazy. Do you know that? That was the title of my sermon. How many of y'all remember that at camp? I only preached that one time. I don't know if I'll ever do it again. But the title of the message was, everybody that talks to themselves ain't crazy. And I said, you need to set yourself down. The prodigal son said to himself, He said, I'll go home. And he set himself down and said, listen, man, you got to straighten out. You got to straighten up here. You better get right with God. You'll do yourself good sometimes. Just set yourself down and say, listen, stupid. It's a time. You can talk to yourself plainer than you can anybody else. You know? And you can't say, well, you're judging me because you know what you are. They, listen, you wicked reprobate. Straighten up. Do right. Preach to yourself some sermons once in a while. And I preach to myself. I preach to myself all the time. Here's the way we can do it. Somebody said the devil one time was advertising his tools at an auction. He was going to sell a bunch of his tools he used on people. And he had one odd, weird-shaped tool, and it labeled not for sale. And somebody asked him why that wasn't for sale. And he said, because it's my most useful tool. And he said, I can work my way into the hearts otherwise shut up from other sins. And it was discouragement. It was discouragement. People won't drink, we'll get discouraged. People won't run around on their wife or husband, we'll get discouraged. The devil can use that on you. You wouldn't dare go out and take a gun and rob First National Bank. But he'll work into that discouragement and knock you down, make you quit your Sunday school class or your bus route or your whatever you're trying to do for God. He'll make you do that. Now let's think about some things tonight. The way to encourage yourself in the Lord is, number one, think about the faithfulness of God. You think about the faithfulness of God. Write it down in the back of your Bible. And next time you get discouraged, just go back and look at these little things. The faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. People change. Sometime you'll see them and they're right with God. Next time you see them, they're not. You might see them, they're a preacher. Next day, they're a drunk. People change. People let you down. Now, you young people need to realize that. People let you down. Any person. I don't care who it is. Sooner or later. But you know what you can count on? You count on God being faithful. The Bible said He's faithful. Thank God. He said, I am the Lord. I change not. God don't change, people. God is exactly the same tonight as He was the night you got saved. The Lord's the same tonight as He was the day He created the universe. Exactly the same. He's not a minute older. He's not a bit weaker. He is exactly the same. He's right there. He's right here tonight. God is right here tonight. People say, well, I just feel like God's so far away. There's your problem. You're going by your feelings. God, He's right here. He's ever-present help in a time of need. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. If He's ever been with you, He's still with you. God's faithful. God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. You don't ever have to worry about God changing. Like a little girl one time, she's down praying, and she's spending the night with some people or something, and she's praying, and she said, now God, please take care of mommy, and God take care of daddy, and God take care of little brother, and little sister, and she prayed for everybody she could think of. And then finally at the end she said, and God, take care of yourself, because if anything happened to you, we're all something. And you know something? That's right. If anything happened to him, we are in trouble. But I got good news for you tonight, church. Nothing ain't going to happen to him. I'd hate to have my faith in politics. There'll be some people worry their self to death between now and November and get ulcers worrying over who's going to win that election. Buddy, people been fighting ever since the beginning of time, and they're going to keep blowing each other's head off and brains out till Jesus comes and sets up His kingdom. There ain't no hope in this world for this world. The faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. God can be trusted. Secondly, I'll tell you another way you can encourage yourself is with the Word of God. With the Word of God. You get your Bible out. As a matter of fact, when you start getting real discouraged, stop and ask yourself a question. Have I been reading my Bible regular lately? And you'll probably find out you might be neglecting the Word of God just a little bit. Maybe laying it on the shelf or maybe not been in it regularly. Don't ever, ever, ever let a day go by without reading your Bible. I don't know how many years it's been since the day went by I didn't read my Bible. I don't know. I have no idea. A long, 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 long time. I don't always want to. I don't always feel like it. I don't want to always enjoy it. But I want to read the Word of God because that's where your spiritual food comes from. And if you go a day without reading the Bible, you're going to get a little bit farther away from the Lord. Another day, a little bit farther, a little bit farther, a little bit farther. First thing you know, you're way over here somewhere. It's hard enough to stay right with God when you do read your Bible every day, let alone laying it up on the shelf. Encourage yourself with the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16 said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God is profitable. Profitable, see, it's good for you. For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Listen to this. Say you're real discouraged. You say, God, I'm about ready to just give up. Good night, I can't handle this. I'm about ready to commit suicide, throw in a towel, whatever you want to call it. And this, you know, I don't know how somebody can get that bad off. I'm not into that, putting pain into myself. But some people get that way. I don't know what people get out of hurting themselves. I don't see how hurting yourself is going to make you feel better. Like here, that woman committed suicide and she jumped in the river. And the little boy standing there and he said, Daddy, why did that woman jump in the river? And he said, because she didn't have any friends, son. And he said, well, she ain't going to find no friends in the river. That's right. That's right. Do you know that? That's true. It don't make you no better. You know what would be your luck if you tried to commit suicide? You'd just mangle yourself up and be in a wheelchair about 30 years. Or in bed fast or something. Don't try some stupid thing like that. Get your Bible out. If the truth is, a lot of people in here have thought about, I don't believe I've seen some bad days, buddy. But I don't believe I've ever wanted to kill myself. I'm not making fun of anybody I has, but I tell you what I did one time before I saved. I was flying down the road. I mean, I was moving, driving real fast down the road. I had a little sports car. And it's like something just got in the car me and said, won't you just hit that bridge? You ever felt something like that? Just the devil, I reckon. Just see what it feels like. That was the devil. But since I've been saved, I've thought about killing other people, never myself. It's like they asked Bob Jones one time. He's married 50 years. And they asked him one time, they said, have you ever considered divorce? He said, not one time. He said, murder? Yes. Not divorce. I'm not saying, you know, who I thought about killing. But it's somebody else, really. But things ain't that bad. Get your Bible out. Get your Bible out, and it'll say something like this. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Get your Bible out. Read that thing. It'll do miracles. It'll do wonders for you. One time when Krissa was real little, just barely 3 years old maybe, she come up the steps to my bedroom one night, and I was laying there in bed like this, reading the Bible. And she said, she looked at me like that, and she's real little. And she said, I'm going to go get my Bible. Run down the steps. She had a little Bible about this big, and she come and got and laid down in the bed. You know, she fixed her pillow just like mine. You ever seen a kid do that? Try to lay just like you are. She is upside down, everything. She didn't know the difference. And she'd look at me and look at him. And I looked over at her, and she said, Daddy, is all the Bible true? Boy, I tell you, it felt good to be able to look back at my daughter and say, yes, honey, it's all true. If I'd have been some preachers, I'd have to say, well, except for those few places that were not translated right in the first few chapters of Genesis, I just said, yes, baby doll, it's all true. Every bit of it, every word. She said, all of it? And I said, yes, it's all true. First thing you know, I was reading there and I looked over there and she had her Bible curled up like at asleep. And I thought, glory to God, that's encouraging to me. It's encouraging to me knowing where kids can grow up in a world with a book that tells them where they come from, what they're doing here, where they're going. That's encouraging, people. You can encourage yourself through the Word of God. We're not lost. We're not just left out in the world with no guidepost and no moral stability and no anchor and nothing solid and sure. We have an anchor of the soul, but you're steadfast. Number three, let me tell you another way you can encourage yourself is by the fellowship of the saints. Philippians 1:5 tells you about that. It's refreshing. Paul said, I'm around these people, it's refreshing. Have you ever noticed when you're around a bunch of Christians, the right kind of Christians, it's refreshing? You ever notice that? It's refreshing. Sometimes we've got together and I've got together with the young people and you feel kind of down and feel kind of discouraged and boy, they'll just start singing just like that. Bing! Just lifts you right back up, right out of the muck, right back up there on the higher ground where you got the victory again. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Just fellowship. Fellowship. I think fellowship is important in a Christian life. I think it's excellent for y'all, even on your Friday nights, maybe go over to brother and sister in Christ, or go out to eat together or something. Spend your time with Christians, fellowshipping. Don't run around with a bunch of wicked people that's going to drag you down. Do things with Christian people. Now, as we all know, fellowship is dangerous, and you hear it preached against a lot. That's because people, fellowship, they just turn into gossip sessions. But the right kind of fellowship is great. The right kind of fellowship is good for you. The right kind of fellowship is refreshing, and you can encourage yourself. I've had some of these young people sometimes just call me and say, "Brother Danny, can I come over?" "Yeah, come on." And they come, and say, "What are you going to talk about?" "I don't know. I just want to come see you." "Well, here I am. What do you want?" And they said, "Well, let's just talk and pray with them." And he just lifts them right up. You know what that is? It's encouraging yourself by the fellowship of the saints. Sometimes I hear, when I first started preaching, I used to preach way up in there in Spruce Pine, places like that. And these old women would come around. And when they used to say, "Now, young man, we're going to have you come and stand right down here in the front," the pastor would say. And everybody in the church would come around and shake your hand. And those old ladies would grab my hand and they'd say, "Young man, don't you ever quit." And you know, during those deep, dark days of trial and tribulation, when the devil jumps on you both feet, you can remember what those old saints said. And it'll encourage you with a sense. Okay? Number four. Another way you can encourage yourself is by letting the Spirit of God inside you work and have His will in your way. You can't live right in the flesh. Now, if you're me, sometimes I try to live right. And I try and try and try, and I get mad because I can't. You ever get mad because you can't do right? And it's just like trying to walk across here and you keep falling. You say, "I know I can do this," and you fall again. And it makes me mad because I can't overcome my flesh. My flesh is stronger. It's more powerful. And I say, "Man, I hate you. Won't you leave me alone?" And I've learned that you cannot live for God in your own energy. It's got to be the Spirit of God living the Christian life through you. You got to just sit back and say, "Lord, I can't do it. You just threw me." You can't think right, you can't act right, you can't talk right, you can't do anything right without letting the Spirit of God live the Christian life through you. That's why a lot of lost people don't want to get saved. They're afraid they can't live it. And they're right. They're right. They say, "Man, as wicked as I am, I can't live right." They just don't understand it. When you get saved, somebody else moves in to help you. And we couldn't live right. You wouldn't even be at church tonight if it wasn't for the Spirit inside you. This evening said, "It's church night. Get your sorry self up and take a shower and get ready." You know, that's right. And if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be here tonight. You ain't good enough to come out here on Wednesday night. That's right. The Spirit of God inside us. And just keep trying. Keep trying. I've been trying to do right all in many years I've been saved. You say, "Do you ever do right?" I do right a little while and then I fall. And do right a little while and then I fall. And do right a little while and then I fall. But you know what? You just keep on plugging. Keep on plugging and keep on getting up and keep on claiming His forgiveness and keep on walking. I said one time, his preacher dreamed and he had this dream, and he had this great big rock, like a huge rock, and he's hitting it with a hammer trying to bust it. And he hit it a million times and it didn't even crack. And boy, he just got discouraged and put his hammer down or something like that, and then an angel or something, I forgot how it went, come along and said, "Just hit it one more time. One more time." He said, "Ain't no use, and I've been beating on it all day. Just hit it one more time." And he picked that hammer up and hit it, and it just fell into a million pieces. And that's the way the victory may come for you. You may say, "I went to altar every Sunday, and I still mess up. I went to altar every Wednesday night, I still mess up." Well, go back again. Go back again. Just don't give up. Just don't quit. Just hang in there. These days that thing will just fly into a million pieces. Ain't nothing you can't overcome by the power of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. In myself I can't. I'm too weak. But through the Lord Jesus Christ I can do what He wants me to do. Number five. This will be last. You know what will encourage you? What will encourage yourself? You start thinking about the blessed hope of the coming of Jesus and the rapture. John 14:2, He said, "If I go, I will come again." Nothing will put zest back in your Christian life like believing the Lord could come at any minute. Nothing. Wouldn't it be awful to just give up and say, "I quit," and throw down your Bible and go live like a devil and get killed in a car wreck and the Lord take you up and say, all right, sit down here. And he said, why'd you quit? Well, Lord, I had it. I just couldn't live right no more. I took all I could stand. The Lord said, well, sit down here. We're getting ready to have the rapture. Wouldn't that be awful? You went, ugh, I could have made it a couple more hours and been right with God at the rapture. Now listen, you don't have to worry about tomorrow. You don't have to worry about next week. You don't have to worry about next month. All you got to worry about is today. That's all you got to worry about. Bible said, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. In other words, you got plenty enough to deal with today without worrying about tomorrow. You say, man, how am I going to live right for another 10 years? Don't worry about it. Just live right tonight. Do right tonight. Tomorrow, get up, get your heart right with God, and do right tomorrow. The next day, get up, get your heart right with God, and do right tomorrow. Little by little, them days turn into weeks. Them weeks turn into months. Them months turn into years, and you're home free one day. The rapture's going to come. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. He's not forgot us. He's not forgot all about us. He knows exactly where we are. He knows exactly the day and the hour. The Father does anyway, the hour when He's coming back to get us. Somebody said, perhaps today will be past and time shall be forever past. Our light affliction will be o'er. Then glory, glory evermore. These days of toil and pain will cease and faithful workers will rest in peace. Perhaps today mine eyes shall see the Lamb of God who died for me. Oh, nothing else will matter then if I unto Him I faithful been. Live for that day, O soul of mine, and eternal joy shall be thine. You know, sometimes when God knows you need a little encouragement, He'll give you a little encouragement. This morning, I said I was trying to make radio tapes and finish my grass and do stuff before I leave in the morning. And the phone kept ringing one time right after another. They handed me the phone. I said, who is it this time? And I asked the guy, and it was William Grady, the fellow who wrote that book we got over in the book called Final Authority on the King James Bible. It's about that thick. One of the greatest books out. And buddy, you know what? That old boy got on the phone. He said, this Brother Danny? And I said, yep. He was, I don't know where he was, Indiana, Chicago, up there somewhere. He said, I just got through watching your rock video, that slide presentation on rock music. He said, man, that thing got a hold of me. He said, brother, I rededicated my life. He said, I tell you, it touched my heart. He said, it flipped his lid. He said, I let my daughter see it. And he said, it made a change in me. And you know, the Lord used that just to encourage me. Man, that was encouraging. A guy like that, you know, an author, getting a hold of that thing. Soon as he hung up, it rung again. And it rung again, it was another guy telling about somebody left a track on his door. Wants somebody to talk to him for a little while. You know, the Lord just give you little things like that to encourage you and keep you going. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. When you get down and out, don't just keep going down. Turn in your back of your Bible and get these five little things out and just get down and encourage in the Lord. Because the Lord's coming one day and you'll be glad you did. Okay? Let's bow our heads for prayer. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. And I wonder tonight, while we wait, no music, just bow our heads and pray for a few minutes. Search your heart. Ask yourself this question. Say, Brother Danny, It's odd that you taught on that lesson tonight because I really need some encouragement. I really do. And I've been looking in the wrong place. I've been hoping somebody else would encourage me. Or I've been hoping something would happen to encourage me. And now I've realized tonight from the Scripture, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You've got to have to encourage yourself, friend. And you say, preacher, I know that tonight and I need some encouragement. Please, please. Pray for me. I don't want to whine around and feel sorry for myself. I want to be encouraged and do right what God wants me to do. Would you just slip up your hand? Let us pray for you tonight. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Hands all over the building. Hands all over the building tonight. Thank God for that. We're going to pray that you'll just learn to encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you've done for us. We pray now that you'd bless our brothers and sisters here tonight. Bless every single one of them. Our Father, I pray that you'd just help them, use them, lead them, and guide them for the glory of God. And especially that one that needs encouraging in the Lord his God. Help us, Lord, to leave discouragement behind and walk off and leave it. Live for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.